Frequently asked questions. Question 1. What is a primary election? A primary election is held when more than one candidate wants a party's nomination and has successfully completed all the steps to get on the ballot. The winner of a primary election runs as that party's nominee in the general election held in November. If only one candidate is seeking a party's nomination, no primary is held for that office. Question 2. Can I vote in the September 10th primary election? You can only vote in a primary election held by the party you belong to. For example, if you are a registered member of the Working Families Party, you can only vote in the Working Families Party primary, not the Democratic or Republican primary. If you are voting from your current address for the first time, you must have registered to vote and chosen a party by August 16, 2013, to vote in this year's primary. All other voters must have enrolled in a party by October 12th of last year to be eligible. Question 3. What is a runoff primary election, and can I vote in that? If no candidate for a citywide office, mayor, public advocate, or comptroller receives at least 40% of the vote in the primary election, a runoff primary election is held between the two candidates who receive the most votes. The date for a runoff primary election, if necessary, is Tuesday, October 1st, 2013. If you were eligible to vote in the September 10th primary, you are also eligible to vote in any runoff primary held by the party you are enrolled in. Question 4. What will I be voting on in the primary election? You will be voting to decide your party's nominees for the general election. Depending on which party you belong to, you might be choosing a candidate for mayor, public advocate, comptroller, borough president, and/or city council member. You might also be voting on races for district attorney or judicial office, although these candidates are not covered by this guide. Question 5. How do I register to vote? Fill out a voter registration form and submit it in person or by mail with the NYC Board of Elections, BOE. You can download a registration form from the BOE's website, pick one up at your local BOE office, or call 866-VOTE-NYC to request one by mail. It is too late to register to vote for the primary election, but you have until October 11, 2013 to register for the November 5th general election. Question 6. Could my registration have expired? Your registration has no expiration date, but it may have been canceled if you moved and did not update your address with the BOE, if you have not voted in the past two federal elections. Call 866-VOTE-NYC to check. Question 7. What if I moved within New York City since the last time I voted? When you move, you must change your address with the BOE within 25 days. You do this by submitting a new voter registration form and filling in the information on the form, including information in the box labeled Voting Information That Has Changed. Fill in your new and old address, check the box for the party you wish to be enrolled in. Do this even if you were enrolled in a party at your old address, and provide any other requested information. If you moved but you didn't change your address with the BOE before the deadline, you should go to your new polling place and vote by affidavit ballot. Call 866-VOTE-NYC to find out whether change of address has been processed. Question 8. What if they can't find my name on the list when I sign in to vote? First, make sure you are signing in at the correct table for your assembly and election district. These district numbers are printed on the mailing label of your voter guide and on the mailer the BOE sends to all registered voters each August. You can also ask a poll worker for help or check the poll site locator on the BOE's website. If you are at the right table, but you are not on the poll list, it may be because the BOE did not receive your registration form. If you believe that you are eligible, you can still vote. Ask for an affidavit ballot and follow the instructions. After the election, the BOE will check its records and your vote will be counted if you are eligible to vote. If not, you will receive a notice that you are not eligible to vote with a registration form for future elections. Question 9. What if I can't get to my polling place on election day? You can vote by absentee ballot if you are unable to get to your polling place because of occupation, business, studies, travel, imprisonment other than a felony conviction, illness, disability, hospitalization, or if you are a resident in a long-term care facility. There are two ways to vote by absentee ballot, by mail or in person. To vote absentee by mail, call 866-VOTE-NYC to request an absentee ballot application or download it at www.vote.nyc.ny.us. Fill out the application and mail it to your BOE borough office. Applications must be postmarked by September 3, 2013. The BOE will send you an absentee ballot. Fill it out and mail it, postmarked by September 9, 2013, to your BOE borough office. Absentee voting in person begins as soon as the ballots are available, at least 32 days before an election, and ends on election day. It is conducted at your BOE borough office Monday through Friday and on the weekend prior to election day, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and until 9 p.m. on election day. Please note, if the deadline for requesting an absentee ballot by mail has passed and you cannot appear at your poll site on election day because of an accident or sudden illness, you can send a representative to your BOE borough office with a written letter of authorization to obtain an absentee ballot on your behalf. A completed application and your completed ballot must be returned to your BOE borough office by 9 p.m. on September 10th.